Constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is in the control room for this hour, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Well, let's go back and take a visit at Obamacare. Something else the White House is hoping that you will stop thinking about. Fox News is reporting that more than 2 million people out of the 8 million that supposedly signed up have data discrepancies in their records that could jeopardize their coverage. Now, remember we talked about when the healthcare.gov website went online and it wasn't working and all the effort was put on the front end to make it look like it was working, and the back end that was supposed to send the information to the insurance companies was ignored, and it's created a gigantic paperwork nightmare for the government and for the insurance companies, and people are getting the wrong subsidies. They're trying to sort out that mess, and the health insurance companies are getting garbage data. Remember that story that happened back in January where this gentleman had signed up for an Obamacare policy in right after the healthcare site opened, and he was making his premium payments, and then in January he suffered a major medical calamity, ran up about $500,000 in medical bills, and when he went to submit to the Obamacare insurance policy, they came back and said, we have no idea who you are. We don't have a record that you signed up or made payments. Now, he's suing the government for failing to deliver on that, and hopefully they'll correct the situation. But remember, they're claiming 8 million Americans have signed up for Obamacare. That's about 2% of the total American population. And we know that some of those people have never paid premiums, suggesting they may be phantom accounts. And now the people who did sign up and pay premiums, 2 million of them have data errors in their file that may, in fact, jeopardize their coverage, like this gentleman in January. There's... between that and the VA, that is government-managed health care for you. And it's an absolute botch-up. It really is. Story out of reader-supported news where Elizabeth Warren and Thomas Piketty are saying wealth does not trickle down in our economy. It trickles up because it is a rigged system that just automatically siphons money from you, the American people, to put in the pockets of the bankers. And I know about you, but I'm tired of being trickled on all the time by all these money junkies here. Now, as we reported last week, the U.S. has finally had to admit that that 0.1% growth in the GDP in the first quarter of 2014 was a fiction. They had to revise the figure downward by quite a wide margin. We have been talking about the retail Mageddon. We have been talking about how small businesses that are not as visible to the public are being driven out of business. And now we're starting to get the actual numbers here for May, and it looks like there were 14,000 layoffs in May alone. the entire economy is starting to slow down. Why? Because the currency, the money it needs for the economy to operate smoothly, is in short supply down here at the bottom of the pyramid. It's all in the pockets of the money junkies, which is what they wanted. But for an economy to function, money has to flow freely to all levels of the economy and into all necessary sectors of investment. Not just that giant open-air casino called Wall Street. And we understand the money junkies are going to act like money junkies. But it's the federal government that's supposed to be keeping an eye on what's best for the nation as a whole, and this government will not. Another very alarming story over on BullionBullsCanada.com titled U.S. Hyperinflation Warning. And they start out with a chart from the Federal Reserve showing the monetary base just really taking off. And they're just cranking out the money as fast as they can. And they make the point, and we've made this point here before, the financial system is now hopelessly addicted to all that instant money creation. They can't stop. It was supposed to be a temporary measure. Quantitative easing was going to be the temporary measure. And no, it isn't, because if they stop the instant money creation right now, it's going to trigger a complete debt default of the U.S. economy and the vaporization of the U.S. Treasuries market. Because they're just printing up the money to make good on all of these debts here. The equities market is going to collapse. The derivatives market is going to go nuclear. It's going to take the whole system down. And so it's only a matter of time before this hyperinflation, meaning the value of the dollar goes to zero, it is now inevitable. And that's another reason they're so desperate to get a war going. We're going to take a phone call. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I missed the first part of the show, so I recorded it. I'll have to listen to it tonight. But I want to make sure, if you didn't discuss it, I want to ask the question about the five, the trade, the one for the five deal. Marco Rubio was talking yesterday, and he had indicated, specified that they were enemy combatants. They had evidence on these five, but you know how that goes. We're holding a lot of people without any charges in Guantanamo, and I just want to know if there's any verification of any truth to that, what he said, that the five actually have something, charges on them.
Well, my understanding, I looked at the biographies of the five who got released, and they are all former government officials of the Taliban. You know, various ministers and mid-level bureaucrats is who they actually are. But, of course, the U.S. The U.S. government doesn't even want to admit that one-third of the people in Guantanamo have already been cleared for release by the military tribunal, and Obama won't let them go. So my guess is going to be that these five were on that list of people who really were supposed to be let go anyway, and they traded them for Bergdahl, and apparently there was a $5 million payment that went along with that, according to Oliver North. So, and it just, you know, it violates the we never deal with terrorists, except, again, the Taliban was the legitimate elected government of Afghanistan.
Right.
And these days, the government just plays fast and loose with, oh, they're a terrorist, they're a terrorist, and they're, you know, at this point, from the point of view of the government, everybody's a terrorist.
Is there something else we're missing on this story? Because it just doesn't sound legit to get one guy that's supposedly left behind a note, renouncing his being an American and didn't want to fight anymore, didn't believe in the war, all this baggage pointing in a bad direction for the United States, and we want him back. It almost seems like there's something more to the story. There's something more that he holds that they don't want.
No. What's going on here is it's a publicity stunt. Obama needed to get the media and the public off the VA scandal because it's getting worse and worse and worse. So he wanted to send a message, we take care of our boys in uniform. We're going to get this one POW back from the Taliban. And he didn't consult with the U.S. intelligence agencies, or they would have told him the guy was actually a deserter. He bypassed Congress. There's supposed to be a 30-day waiting period for Congress to approve releases. And he got this guy back, and he did that Rose Garden thing with the parents and said, see, I'm a president who looks after our military. And now it's exploded in his face. And it was a desperate shoot-from-the-hip publicity stunt, and it is backflashed on him, which is, again, a repeat of what I think was going on down in Benghazi.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Getting back to the economic news here, Market Watch is reporting half of Americans can't afford their house. Half. Over half. 52% are struggling to keep in their homes, including running up their credit card debts, moving to cheaper, less safe neighborhoods, one with worse schools, taking second and third jobs. We are being sold into the slavery of the money junkies by this government. Now, over at BNP Paribas, and a caller mentioned this earlier in the show, they're being hit with a $10 billion fine from U.S. regulators for doing business with Cuba. Just to prove how petty and vindictive the U.S. government can be, carrying a grudge against Cuba since 1959. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, Billy and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike and Billy, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, out in California, John Chiang is running again for state treasurer. And apparently there is a huge scandal going on where the California budget was found to be riddled with major, major errors. We're not talking about rounding off the run direction. We're talking about adding three zeros. And apparently some of what's been found in the California budget is understating federal trust fund revenues and expenditures by $7 billion, overstating state general fund assets by $653 million, a reporting error that understated a public building construction fund by $9 billion, overstating by $8 billion the California State University's systems bond debt, and posting a deferred tax revenue figure as $6.2 billion when it was actually $6.2 million. Glaring, hideous mistakes, and it means California's budget is off the mark by a grand total of $31.7 billion. And we know what the government of California is going to do. Oh, well, you know, we got to raise taxes on the people because, you know, they're generous. They'll cover this shortfall and this mistake here because they hardly even complained when we took trillions of dollars away from them to give to the banks so the banks could loan it back to them at interest. They're just a sweet bunch of Joes, those American people here. How do you make a mistake like that and keep your job? Well, you work for the U.S. government. We've seen that time and time again. Now, China and Russia, of course, are getting all buddy-buddy. They are preparing a multinational economic system as a lifeboat from the coming sinking of the USS Titanic. And along with forming their own currency exchanges and their own banking, they are now going to set up their own joint ratings agency to analyze the financial viability of various investments around the world. And the reason they're doing this is quite obvious. Back when we were in the middle of the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008, all of Wall Street's ratings agencies were rating these bundles as AAA. The only exception was Egan Jones, who has since been harassed out of the business by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, because those mortgage bundles were rated AAA, pension funds could buy them, could invest in them, and that's why the pensions are now all in trouble. So China and Russia said, maybe we shouldn't be listening to those Wall Street's rating agencies. They're going to form their own, which I suspect is not going to be all buddy-buddy with the big Wall Street financial firms to give them good ratings so they can make some money. Now, over in Great Britain, the British government was trying to hide details about GHCQ and the telecom companies tapping the fiber lines for communications around the world. See, it's not just the NSA in the United States. Remember, it all began with what was called Five Eyes, the Echelon program back in the 1980s. All these countries were already doing this, and it's starting to come out, not just in the United States, but Great Britain. And the Register has revealed that two British companies, British Telecom and Vodafone, have been cooperating with the government to conduct clandestine surveillance around the globe on people not actually suspected of any crime. Now, the Electronic Frontier Foundation here in the United States has sued the NSA over this spying on law-abiding American citizens without probable cause, without due process, without a warrant. And apparently, it's now been uncovered that the NSA has been destroying the evidence the EFF sought in their lawsuit. They're just shredding it. And EFF's attorney, Cindy Cohn, wrote, the government's own declarations make it clear the government has destroyed 3 years of the phone records it seized between 2006-2009, 5 years of the content it seized between 2007-2012, and 7 years of the internet records it seized between 2004 and 2011 when it claims to have ended those seizures. It's all illegal, all a violation of the Constitution. And we proved with our NSA challenges, the NSA can't find real criminals, real terrorists. They certainly can't find all of these cyber criminals out there with the various exploits that are coming back. Can't find a single one of them. So this whole NSA spying operation is all about watching you to make sure you are not thinking those double plus ungood thoughts. And if they thought that awareness that you were being watched all the time was going to make us quiet, well, that was another blown guess by the government, because it's made us angry. It's pissed us off. And for people who actually do have something to hide, they're going into encryption. Now, remember when they were talking about the USA Freedom Act and it was being promoted in the corporate media that, yes, we're going to curtail the NSA and, yes, we were wrong to violate your Fourth Amendment rights and we're sorry and we won't do it anymore? Well, apparently the final version of the act that passed the House of Representatives is quite at opposite with its stated purpose. It actually legalizes mass surveillance domestically and allows surveillance in foreign countries to continue without any regulatory restrictions or oversight. The USA Freedom Act is actually granting all the freedoms to the NSA and none whatsoever to you. Now, you remember those fusion centers they were talking about, how they were setting up these facilities that would access all the different government databases and fuse the information together to find criminals and terrorists? And it turns out they're not doing that. Apparently, 4,000 pages of documents obtained by the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund reveals that what the fusion centers have been doing is keeping an eye on Americans promoting boycotts of dangerous and harmful products out of concern that such actions would harm the retail profits of these corporations that sell this stuff. That's not a crime and that's not terrorism. That's protected speech under the First Amendment. If Company X is selling something that is harmful, as an American, I have a right to stand up and say, this company is selling a harmful product and here's the lab reports to prove it. And we need to boycott them until they clean up their act and remove the threat from the product. And according to the fusion centers, that appears to be some kind of form of terrorism, because terrorism is what they're in business to fight. And they've been spying on Americans who are organizing product boycotts, and especially anybody supporting the boycott and divestment movement against Israel. That's what they're doing with these fusion centers. By the way, the Secret Service is going to be tracking Twitter users in real time, and apparently they've invested in software which they believe will allow them to spot things like sarcasm, which apparently in the eyes of the Secret Service makes you a suspect if you are sarcastic. You are guilty of third-degree sarcasm. That's a misdemeanor, but cut that out. So everybody who's using Twitter, start all your tweets with Allah or anthrax or bomb or just something like that to jam up the system. Or something sarcastic. If all the tweets in the world are mentioning these buzzwords that they're looking for, then the system is completely and utterly worthless and pointless. Now, there's a very alarming article. This is coming out of Blacklisted News, called Just Shoot, the Mindset Responsible for Turning Search Warrants into Death Warrants and SWAT Teams into Death Squads. And they're talking about the huge number of innocent Americans murdered with these dynamic entry moves, like the one that they flashbang grenaded a four-year-old. Or the police will overreact and reach for their tasers and their guns and just kill people in cold blood. And the point of this article is, and we know that the overuse of these prescription psychiatric medications by police may be part of the problem, but they're being trained to act like this, to see law-abiding Americans as a potential threat. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And over on Facebook, somebody has started a Facebook page to compile corporate news reports of innocent Americans murdered by the police. They're starting to keep lists. Took us a long time to find out the numbers. It's a statistic, obviously, the government doesn't want you to be aware of. But since 9/11, American police departments have murdered 8 times as many innocent American citizens as the terrorists have. And the situation seems to be getting worse. Even though the courts are saying it is a First Amendment protected right to take pictures and videos of the police are still harassing anybody with a camera. Apparently, there was a case where this officer was caught trying to frame a photographer by saying he was abusing himself sexually in public. So, law enforcement, my ASCII. Anyway, now, this is a bizarre story. This one you scratch your head about. This is reported on NBC, okay? Over in Boulder County, Colorado, there was a police officer who was accused of killing a large elk that was sort of a fixture around this Colorado community. They even named him Big Boy. And this police officer shot and killed this elk. And a jury in Boulder County found this police officer, Sam Carter, guilty of illegally taking big game, attempting to influence a public official, forgery and tampering with the evidence, among other things. So this guy, police officer, kills an elk, and the book gets thrown at him. But when the police murder an innocent American, they don't get charged. They get an administrative slap on the wrist. And that's something very weird, where the life of an elk is held in higher esteem than the life of an ordinary American citizen. There's something really bizarre about that. Now, if you are running Linux and you are using the open security transport layer called GNUTLS, apparently there is a bug in that code that allows hackers outside your system to run malicious code in your Linux. This bug leaves your Linux system vulnerable to remote code execution. It doesn't sound like it's a bug to me. It sounds like somebody stumbled over another one of these NSA backdoors they're trying to put into absolutely everything. Now, if you have been following CryptoLocker, there's a new variation out, apparently called Zeus, that is going on out, locking machines and then demanding a ransom. According to the FBI, 250,000 computers worldwide have been infected with CryptoLocker since it emerged last April. And so far, more than $27 million in extortion payments have been made to have machines turned back on. Up to 1 million machines worldwide are thought to have been infected with the new one, Game Over Zeus. And isn't it strange that the National Security Agency that is monitoring all of this stuff and has backdoors in the routers, and they're into your computers and everything, and they can't find these guys? Maybe it's the NSA. They want a little extra pocket money, you know, for the beer bash, you know, down in the Bahamas over the weekend. They certainly have the means to be carrying out these kinds of crimes. Isn't it weird? I mean, the NSA is desperate for some positive press. And not a word about all these hacker attacks. Can't find them. Maybe it's them. Or maybe, and this is something we should keep in mind, and we know that a major topic for the recent Bilderberg conference was the threat posed to the New World Order by an aware, educated population being informed by the independent media. And there were apparently discussions on how to sort of put the genie back in the bottle, that centered on the idea that we call the virtual 9/11, stage some kind of a massive takedown of the internet, blame it on terrorists. Leon Panetta was saying it's going to be China, and then say, well, we have to completely redo the internet, and only licensed providers will be allowed to put information on the internet to try and take back control. And I'm very alarmed by that report that we got in Sky News earlier in the week, to be prepared for a massive cyber attack in just 2 weeks' time. How do they know? Unless they're writing the schedule. Now, Claire and I, of course, are trying to pull together the money to move back to the mainland. And unfortunately, it's not going to be cheap because we're way out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and we do have a lot of computer equipment that we really can't just sell and try and replace at the other end. So it's going to be a costly thing. But we're looking at maybe Colorado, because marijuana has been decriminalized there. Interesting thing. Remember when Colorado decriminalized marijuana, everybody was screaming, oh, crime is going to go rampant. It's going to be completely out of control. You're just opening the door to all this corruption. And basically what they were doing is taking money away from the Mexican smugglers. And since Colorado legalized marijuana for personal recreational use, crime has dropped in Colorado by 10%. And the state government of Colorado has acquired just shy of $2 million in tax revenues from legal cannabis sales. Didn't turn out to be the major disaster everybody thought it was going to be. Another interesting study, this was over in Wired. Remember the Silk Road? This was this online clandestine shopping network where you could buy whatever you wanted and you paid for it in Bitcoin and it was all concealed. And they said, oh, it's a haven for crime. Apparently, there's a new study out saying that people who were able to get the drugs they wanted through the Silk Road were less likely to go out and commit acts of violence to get the drugs. So it's another argument for decriminalization. Of course, we know our government will never decriminalize drugs because the government's making too much money off of it. Whether it's the CIA running heroin and cocaine, or Fast and Furious supporting the Mexican grass growers. Meanwhile, over in Saudi Arabia, they're hemming and hawing, and they're having to admit that there have been far more deaths from Middle East respiratory syndrome than were earlier reported. Saudi Arabia has now revised the death toll from 190 to 282, and it's a serious problem. We've got a few cases floating around here in the United States of America, but there's obviously a reluctance by governments to talk about these possible pandemics. That includes, obviously, Ebola, which is still making its way across Africa into those countries where American kids are now on the ground to make sure that they only sell their resources for U.S. dollars. Meanwhile, the Department of Energy has declared a Cold War plutonium site now clean enough for restricted use. This is apparently on the campus of the University of California at Berkeley, which was doing research in the 1940s on nuclear weapons design. And they contaminated this lab, and it's been locked up ever since. And now the Department of Energy is saying, it's okay for those students to use. I don't know that I would want to be sitting listening to any lectures in there. We know the government just makes these statements. Remember when Fukushima blew up and Ann Coulter was out there saying, oh, the radiation's good for you. Don't worry about the radiation in the food. Don't worry about oil and corrects it in Gulf seafood. Yeah, it's all right. Forget about those chemicals and the vaccines and the food. Really, you're just worrying about these things way too much. Meanwhile, article out of Natural News, irrefutable proof that influenza vaccines given to pregnant women still contain high levels of mercury. And we are in this horrible situation where because of the Homeland Security Act, vaccine makers can put whatever they want in these vaccines, sell them through high-pressure scare tactics advertising, and if these vaccines harm you, you can't sue them. So they don't have an incentive to really be careful about what's going in there. We were promised that thimerosal was going to be banned, and it was briefly then brought back in, and thimerosal is based on mercury. And we have this tragic, tragic epidemic of autism in the United States, far higher per capita percentage than any other country on Earth. And we're also the most over-vaccinated country on Earth. And there is a link between mercury and autism, but all the research into it stopped with the Homeland Security Act, because nobody could expect a financial return in a lawsuit. So they cut the funding for the research. Meanwhile, Bulgaria is standing up to the European Union over the issue of genetically modified crops. Bulgaria bans them. The European Union is saying that under the laws of the European Union, Bulgaria doesn't have a right to ban GM crops on their own territory. And Bulgaria is saying, no, we're going to enforce our own laws. Maybe another fracture in the facade of the European Union. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today. We're talking about some science news issue. Do you remember back a few years ago where there was a genetically engineered mosquito that was introduced into an area in an attempt to suppress the population of the natural mosquitoes? These new GM mosquitoes were sterile and could not reproduce, and the natural mosquitoes would mate with them, thinking they'd done all they needed to do to perpetuate the species, but nothing would come of it. So far, so good. Apparently, these GMO mosquitoes turned out not to be as sterile as everybody claimed they were going to be, and they've made the problem worse. You know, Michael Crichton, in his book State of Fear, paraphrased a presentation he'd done on chaos theory and the environment, about how some of the worst ecological disasters are carried out not by evil oil and coal corporations, but by well-intentioned people who simply don't know what they're doing. And he went through the history of Yellowstone Park, which was one environmental debacle after another by people who said, if we do this, then this will happen, and really didn't understand why these systems are so unpredictable. And it reminds me of what we have. We've had a lot of those disasters here in Hawaii as well. When the Polynesians first settled the islands, they brought with them on their voyaging canoes, inadvertently, the Polynesian rat. And they are a major pest and a problem. So, some time ago, the Hawaii state government got the idea of importing mongooses in order to bring the rat population down. And they did, and they released them. The only problem is, somebody forgot to mention that mongooses are active during the daytime hours, and rats are nocturnal. They don't actually meet, let alone compete. And so now we have the rats and the mongooses. We've got one that's always hanging out in the backyard here. All righty, a couple of stories I want to cover before we get back into the science and stuff. Apparently, Senator Chuck Schumer was in a discussion, a debate over the First Amendment yesterday, and he was making the case that the First Amendment can't be absolute. He's out there pushing for restrictions on the First Amendment. Remember, Schumer's the one who's out there trying to say that the First Amendment right to freedom of speech should only apply to corporate media and not the rest of everybody else. And he made the statement that if Thomas Jefferson were looking down, the author of the Bill of Rights, on what's being proposed here, he'd agree with it. He would agree that the First Amendment cannot be absolute. Mr. Schumer, Harvard graduate you are, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson, as the ambassador of the United States to Europe, was not even in the country when the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was written. You moron, and you certainly are not qualified to decide for Thomas Jefferson whether he would have seen the right to freedom of speech as an absolute or not. It's certainly written as an absolute in the Bill of Rights. Another embarrassment for the Obama administration. Bo Bergdahl's hometown was planning a big celebration for his homecoming, the returning hero. And now is that whole story of his being a hero has collapsed, and now he's a deserter and a collaborator. They've canceled the party. Welcome back. Nice to see you. We're not going to spend the money. So they canceled that as well. This is very obviously was a desperate publicity stunt by the Obama administration to make it look like he cares about our men and women in uniform to sort of deflect and counter the VA scandal. And it's blown up in his face, and now it's a scandal all on its own. It really is. Story out of RIMF.com, Frack, Rattle, and Roll, documenting how regulators continue to ignore the science and cave into oil fracking companies, some of them operating in very dangerous zones, subduction zones. And there is reason to believe that 4-mile mudslide or eruption in Colorado was triggered by fracking. The earthquake that damaged the Washington Monument may have been triggered by fracking. Certainly, there have been earthquakes in fracking zones, areas that have no previous history of seismicity. And the fracking is causing earthquakes. And worse, it turns out they're not going to get all the oil and gas out they originally claimed. They've had to revise downward the expected result from California by 96%. And overall, across the entire nation, 30%. We're getting all the downside of fracking, methane in our tap water, poisons and toxins, dead fish in the lakes and streams, and they're not going to get the oil and gas they thought they were going to get. Another story, this is out of hiszrsoe.hu, and I did verify this with the National Geological Survey. There is a major swarm of earthquakes in the northwestern corner of Yellowstone National Park, including dozens yesterday in the range of 2.5 to 3, which are not particularly large, but we know there is a giant supervolcano caldera, or rather a magma chamber, underneath Yellowstone. Every time they use a new technology, they find it's bigger, goes deeper, it arcs off over to the west. It could potentially reach all the way to the subduction zone under the Cascadia Fault system. It's only a matter of time before it blows. Hopefully not during our lifetime, but it's going to blow. And when it does, it will be spectacular. So people are very, very concerned about that here. Now, as you're probably aware, getting back to Bo Bergdahl, they're making a big deal about all these emails that he wrote and these letters he left about how ashamed he was to be an American, how they were in Afghanistan for all the wrong reasons, because they're there. They saw that they were guarding poppies and protecting the opium shipments back to the U.S. And he's come under a lot of criticism for expressing these sentiments, but as it turns out, his fellow soldiers were saying and writing and speaking exactly the same thing. They're all disillusioned. Now, Bergdahl took it one step further and deserted. But apparently those kids in Afghanistan are not as dumb and believing and trusting as the military high command and the federal government would like to dream that they are. They know what's going on. They know this is not an honorable war. None of these wars are honorable. It's all about conquest for wealth. And remember what Sun Tzu wrote in The Art of War. Victory goes to the side that has the moral law on their side. And we don't. The United States does not. And those kids on the front line know it. They know it's all about conquest and stealing resources that don't belong to them, capturing countries that are not theirs. It's probably one of the reasons they're on so much medication to deal with all of that. They began as moral, honorable young men and young women. And they go through 6 or 8 weeks of basic training to turn them into robots that kill on command. And they get in the war zone and they look around and they see what's really going on. They're smart enough to figure out what it is. And they're smart enough to understand they're not on the side of right. We're not the good guys in these wars. We're very clearly the bad guys. And history will remember that. I think that probably in about 50 years, the world will look on the Stars and Stripes with the same horror and revulsion that our generation looks on the swastika, and for very much the same reasons. So, anyway. Let's see. Apparently, Oliver Stone is going to make a movie based on Edward Snowden's NSA leaks. I know we all remember him fondly for JFK. I wasn't as impressed about his 9/11 film. I think he pulled up short and didn't quite go where he needs to go here. Apparently, a federal judge on Monday has given class action status to a lawsuit regarding the draconian nature of solitary confinement. And the reason this is an issue is the numbers have come out. How many Americans are kept in solitary confinement? And it's in the tens of thousands. And now there's a class action lawsuit to rein in some of that abuse. Very interesting article over at IntelliHub. Culture upside down. There's been a colossal shift in America's value since 2001. We talked about it on the show, that this desperate need to get more of that ink and paper has slowly over time destroyed the best qualities of the American character. We're not the great people we used to be, but we still imagine that we could be. Everybody's cutting corners, everybody's cheapening their products, all in a desire to get more of that ink and paper stuff to keep the bankers happy. And it really is poisoning our culture and our society. And we're not the greatest nation on earth any longer. Okay, there's the music. I have to get out of here and get some errands done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please head on over to the Republic Broadcasting website and hit that donate button up at the top. Republic Broadcasting really does need your help to stay on the air. We're trying to grow. We're trying to keep the equipment running. We're literally operating on pennies. Without you, we will not be here. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.